I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1912. That was the day that participants in the famed Bread and Roses strike gathered in Lawrence, Massachusetts to celebrate their victory. The strike had begun in January and was a hard-fought battle. More than 20,000 textile workers, most of them women, speaking more than 20 languages, participated in the action. It was a powerful stand of workers' solidarity across ethnic lines. On March 12th, the American Woolen Company agreed to most of the strikers' demands. In the days that followed, other companies also agreed to terms. The workers gained between 5 and 25% raises depending on their jobs. They also gained overtime pay. The ripples of this impact flowed throughout New England. It's estimated that 150,000 textile workers saw raises in the aftermath of the historic work action. At the gathering to commemorate the strike, leader of the Industrial Workers of the World, Big Bill Haywood, addressed the crowd saying, "You are the heart and soul of the working class. You, the strikers of Lawrence, have won the most signal victory of any organized body of working men in the world. You have demonstrated that there is a common interest in the working class that can bring all its members together." Despite the significance of this strike, the story is not taught in many of our schools. In 2011, the Zinn Education Project found that only 2 of the 10 major U.S. history textbooks discussed the strike. Today, let's take a minute to remember those brave women who declared, "Yes, it's bread we fight for, but we fight for roses too." For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at laborhistoryin2.